I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors. With the approach of the 4th of July, the Game Fish and Parks is joining a national effort to highlight boating safety. They want people to enjoy a safe and sober weekend and time out on the water. And there are other things you should check your boat if you're not a regular boat user. When you use your boat, check first the fire extinguishers, life jackets, throwable flotation devices, and other equipment, and they must be in good working condition. Also, children under age 7 are to wear an approved personal flotation device anytime a boat is moving greater than no wake speed. And actually, there is a life jacket loaner program with the Game Fish and Parks this summer. Life jackets can be, they're free to use and can be loaned to you for up to 2 weeks at a time. In Watertown, it's at 400 West Camp, or you can call the Game Fish and Parks office there, 882-5200. And most all medium to large cities in eastern South Dakota have this life jacket loaner program. Also coming up is some results here I have from the Big Stone Walleye Tournament. Tyler Fredrickson and Colts Mastel won that $4,000 with a total weight of 17.40 pounds. Mark Willard, Danny Lee in second. Craig Wheelberg and Kevin in third. Jeremy Ohm and Justin Wittenbull in fourth. And Jim Hartman and Tim Tesh. Tim from Watertown took fifth place and a check for $1,200. The Bitter Lake Walleye Challenge saw Mack and Schluter win that with 15.39 pounds, and Helm took second, Siebel, Phillips, and Scott third, Senske and Kicker fourth, and Renus fifth. Also, Kylie Renus had a 27-inch walleye, a 5.87 pounder for that tournament. And just the other night, the Glacial Lakes Walleye League had their night on Enemy Swim. Jeff Peterson, Anthony Peterson, and Greg Peterson took first with just 5.94 pounds. Josh Spies, Bueller, and Rommel took second. Heathcote, Rizlov, and Briggs third. And that, again, was the Glacial Lakes Walleye League, and that was held on the 20th, and that was at Enemy Swim Lake. For this additional outdoor information, I'm Don Fierstead. Well, now we head up to Webster Game Fish and Parks offices, biologist Brian Blackwell. And last week, I believe the fisheries crew were on Lake Cochrane over in Dewell County and then Pickerel Lake up in Day County. How did that look?
Yeah, things look really good on Cochrane. Probably the best the walleyes have looked, oh, I'd say, since the late 90s anyway. Good numbers of, it was 10 per netter roughly or so. Fish were healthy, good numbers of fish. Walleyes in that right around 15 inches, so things were looking pretty good on the walleye numbers. Still a fair number of sunfish in there. I guess they're bluegills, and a lot of them are hybrid bluegills. They got a cross with green sunfish. So yeah, things, perch numbers look pretty fair down there, and some bigger perch as well. The Cochrane is looking pretty good. Pickerel, a little bit down from what we've been seeing the last couple of years, but you know, walleye numbers still look pretty good up there. A few perch as well. So yeah, overall, I would say Pickerel is still a good choice if you want to go try to catch some fish.
And the crews are on what lake or lakes this week?
The first part of the week, they were on South Rush. Walleye numbers looked pretty fair there, as well as perch numbers were pretty good. And then starting the day, they'll be up on North Rush, so it'll be interesting to see what's on the north side.
Now, for years, wasn't Waw Bay, Minnewasta, North and South Rush all connected?
Right, yeah, there's culverts between everything, and that all connects into one lake, basically, when the water's high.
And now there's no transition between them. They're pretty much cut off, aren't they?
You know, I'm not 100% sure. I think there may be still a little bit of flow through there, especially in the spring, but for the most part, it's not like it was anymore.
Okay. Well, as far as fishing, is it Bitter number one, Waw Bay two?
Yeah, Bitter's still pulling most of our people. Sounds like the bite still continues to be pretty good. Pretty much all over the lake from what I'm hearing, you know, you're going to find some fish. So, yeah, the pressure's there. Waw Bay's had pretty good runs at times. I've heard of some bigger fish, as well as, you know, a good mixed bag of fish being caught at times, walleyes, perch, and white bass up there. So overall, I would say walleye's been pretty good this year so far.
I think they had a tournament at Swan Lake. Did you hear anything about the fishing there?
No, I guess I haven't heard anything in the results from a tournament there. I know there's been some activity. A few walleyes is what I've been hearing being caught, as well as still up the northern pike.
The north lakes, Lynn, Midland, Lardy, Hazleton, anything up there giving up fish besides Opitz a little bit further north?
You know, Lynn has at times had some people on it, and it sounds like they're catching a few fish. Opitz still continues to be fairly busy. Lots of small fish in there, sub-15-inch fish. That's one thing you got to remember, that lake still does have the 15-inch minimum on it. So you got to make sure you're following that rule. Haven't heard much out of Pius. South Buffalo's got a fair amount of activity, I'd say. Catching bluegills primarily. A lot of smaller bluegills from what I've been hearing. Over on Clear Lake, there's decent panfish bite at times for crappie, as well as some bluegills mixed in.
And as far as Bitter Lake, the level, I know Doug Hansen lives over there on that west-northwest side, but is that water retracted from that area at all, do you know?
It sounds like it's gone down. Yeah, they're starting to lose, you know, a fair amount of water, and that's across our whole region where water levels are dropping, and that's something people need to be aware of. You know, places you've driven your boat in the last few years may be pretty shallow now. Even launching your boat is starting to get difficult on a lot of our lakes, so people just need to slow down and make sure, you know, they're being safe out there, because there's probably a lot of more water hazards than before.
Brian Blackwell, Webster Game Fish and Parks, thank you. Well, now we head down to the Sioux Falls offices of Game Fish and Parks. Biologist Dave Lucchese. And Dave, is there a handful of lakes giving up fish in the region?
Yeah, there still are. Up north, starting up north, East Oakwood Lake's kind of slowed down, kind of died. There's not a lot of activity, but the West Lake's been putting out walleyes recently. I was over there. I didn't get to fish, but I was over there last Thursday evening and Friday morning, and the ramp there at the park was full. And I've heard some reports, boat of guys pulling plugs, and they did really well, caught a bunch of fish, and kept their limit. Sounds like a lot of fish are in that 14-15-inch class with a few bigger fish in the mix. But I think folks are pulling live bait spinners, crawler spinner, and stuff like that. And so that's a pretty good bite. If you haven't been on the lake, be careful. There's a lot of points out there, a lot of long bars where you might not expect them. So you need to exercise caution. But West 81 Lake continues to put out some fish. It's getting pretty weedy out there, but you know, if you can fish the weed edge with live bait or just cast plugs up into it, you know, there's some nice fish in that 15 to 18 inch class, and then occasionally you get a bigger fish too, as well as a few smallmouth and white bass. So that continues to be pretty good. Lake Sinai, I think they're still picking up a mixed bag out there. I've heard of a few walleyes, smallmouth. They're also getting, a few crappies out there too. So that's been pretty good. Down towards Madison, haven't heard anything out of Brant or Herman, but Lake Madison continues to put out some smaller walleyes with a few nicer fish in the mix. About this time of year, they start pulling plugs out in the middle, that east end of the lake, too, and they pull plugs right up the middle of the lake there. So that, I think, that still has some promise. Closer to Sioux Falls, Twin Lakes over by Montrose, I guess they're getting a few catch and release walleyes out there. I really haven't heard of any perch coming out, but it's some action close to Sioux Falls. Other lakes in the Sioux Falls area, I think you're relegated to small panfish like on Lake Alvin, or seems like there's bullheads biting on a variety of lakes around here. So there's definitely some action around the region.
Anything out of Lake Thompson or Henry just north of it?
You know, I know those bites have slowed down. I got to think they're still pulling some fish off of Lake Thompson. Sadly, the last report I heard was the Fishing League report, and that was a couple weeks back. And they kind of had a tough time getting nicer fish or fish over 15 inches. They were basically pulling plugs in 3 feet of water in Schaefer's Flats, and there seemed to be a fair number of zeros. But I would think a person could still go out there and pick up a few fish. Lake Henry, we haven't gotten a report now in a couple of weeks. That was awfully good back in late May, but nothing recent.
Well, Dave Lucchese out of the Brookings and Sioux Falls Game Fish and Parks offices, thank you. Now we head out to the Whitlock Bay Supper Club Pro Guide Chuck Krause. And Chuck, the depth, the pattern, and the fishing, what's it been like?
Well, the depth and the patterns stayed relatively the same. We're still fishing in that 5 to 15 foot of water, and the pattern still, you know, live bait, probably doing the best, leeches, minnows, worms, whatever it seems like you drag for the longest period of time. The bite's pretty consistent all the way up and down the lake. I know guys that went as far south as the Cheyenne, Prairie Chicken, Charlie, down that way, done real good. And I talked to guys last night that was up by Dodge Draw, and they did equally as well up there. So it's just wherever, whatever direction you want to go, you got to find the fish, of course, and then it seems like both directions is good. So we've had a lot of wind the last 3 or 4 days. We had wind last week. I think Saturday we fished some rain in the morning, and then yesterday the wind blew really hard, but still a real good bite, a lot of fish being caught.
As far as the lake level, has it been stabilized?
It's stable. We're a foot higher than we were a year ago right now. We're at 16.12. We're last year at 16.11. And I think we're probably about there. I don't think it's going to come up much more. I look forward to start dropping. But all the ramps are in good shape. It's pretty easy to launch.
And kind of the magic depth the last few days, is that consistent?
It has been. I'd have to target that, you know, 10 to 15 foot, 12 foot. Seems to be pretty good, and it doesn't really matter what you use as long as you're on fish.
Chuck Krause is a guide out at the Whitlock Bay Supper Club. Thank you. Well, now we head up to Big Stone Lake to Schmidt's Landing on the South Dakota side. And Donna, how's the fishing been?
I'm going to say it's fair. Again, Mother Nature has kind of made it a challenge to be out there some days. She throws a little wind at us, so it makes it difficult to fish it. Days we are out there, the recreational anglers are just getting out there and doing a drift or a troll with a bottom bounce or spinner crawler or pulling some shad wraps, and they're picking up some nice walleyes. I had one local guy out on Sunday. He worked that, we call it the trench, between Manhattan Island and Manhattan Reef, and he got a three-man limit. So we're very, very tickled with that result.
As far as weeds now, are they adapting or trying to fish where the weed lines are or in the weeds, slip bobbers?
Exactly. You got to work around the weeds. The wind will sometimes pull those weeds out. It makes it kind of a challenge to do some trolling. You just got to go to an area that's a little clear, try to work above the weeds or along the weed line. In the heat of the day, definitely get out into the main part of the lake and just move. Get cover ground.
Are the weeds more present every year? But in the history, as you know, and your time at Big Stone Lake, is it changing or are the weeds more or less than they are every year?
You know, it really depends upon our winter. When we have an open winter like we've had the last couple years with not much snow, we're seeing more or hearing more weed growth on the north end of the lake. The south end of the lake, that weed growth is pretty consistent. They're clear water, which everybody likes and enjoys swimming in and recreating in, produces weeds. Nobody likes the algae blooms and the green yuck that floats on the surface. The weeds help control that. So it's a give and take kind of thing. You're going to have to find a comfortable balance between the swimmers and the water recreators and the fishermen. You just have to, as an angler, use those weeds and make them work to your advantage. The fish are there. They haven't gone anywhere. You just have to find the tactics to get them out of those weeds.
Well, thank you for the info, Donna. Donna at Schmidt's Landing on Big Stone Lake. Have a good one.
Yep, see you next week.
Well, now we head up to Webster, South Dakota, talking to Doug Johnson at the Sportsman's Cove. And Wabe Bitter, still pretty much the heavy traffic lakes?
Yeah, I'd say so. They're definitely getting the brunt of the action here. The winds kind of dictate which side of the lake they're using, but seem to be both key in the structure, you know, working some of the weed lines or working some of the humps. But, guys having good success when the winds allow them out there.
How about as far as, did you hear anything, the results on the Swan Lake tourney?
You know, it's too bad. I didn't, a friend of mine did well in it, but that's about all I heard. I guess I didn't see anything published or printed. So I can't answer too much on that. I know he did well. He caught some quality.
Good.
Boy, she's really losing water down that country, the way it looks.
Well, I think a lot of lakes are really dropping, don't you?
Oh, man, this is almost unprecedented what's going on right now. So, but I guess it is what it is. We're going to have some snow next winter, no doubt about that.
Well, it's amazing how quickly we forget about 17 years of a lot of water, rain, and snow, and then we get dry a year or two, we start to go into shock.
Oh, yeah. You know, 2010, I know we were considerably lower than 2011. We filled right back up, so I guess maybe that can happen again here. So,
are any people going like the Antelope or Horseshoe or Lynn or other lakes?
Not hearing a lot about Horseshoe right now. A few guys mentioned it, but it seems like it's mostly bass fishermen currently. Yeah, Antelope's had some good days here and there, but it's, I think, more of a casting bite. Guys going up to Buffalo, getting some bluegills, going up to Clear, a few going over to Enemy Swim. So, you know, we're kind of shifting in that bluegill thing here a little bit now. We've got water temperatures in the 70s. So.
And before you go, Doug, North and South Rush, anybody ever fish it that you know?
Yeah, we're hearing there's some guys down there. I'm really not personally talking to them, but, yeah, there's some guys down there. And, you know, you do have an access on that North Rush now off the southwest corner of that peninsula, but there's no dock that I'm aware of, and pretty darn shallow, but sounds like it's doable. So.
Good. Well, Doug at the Sportsman's Cove in Webster, thank you. Well, now on the phone we have Bryce McVicker from the Watertown office, Game, Fish, and Parks. And I guess as far as fishing, starting out in Hamlin County, is it pretty much just Ponset?
Yeah, it really has been. Not much at all going on outside of Ponset. And Ponset's been really busy. I think the only thing holding Ponset back has been the wind lately. But on the calm days, there's been a lot of people down there. Shore fishermen are still doing pretty good, and the boat fishermen are doing really good. As far as keeping fish goes, we're still seeing about the same number, maybe two or three keepers per boat on average if you had to put a number on it. But as far as walleye that are under the 15-inch minimum, there's really no limit to how many of them you can catch. There's been boats coming in, say they're catching almost triple digits at times. So a really active bite still going on down there. It'd just be nice to have a weekend where we can keep the wind down and really get a lot of boats out there catching fish.
And I think this year the water level's letting people put their boats in most areas.
Yeah, Ponset's one of the few lakes around here that hasn't really gone down in water level a whole lot. It's obviously down a little bit, but all the boat ramps are in good shape. Haven't had any complaints from any boaters getting in and out of Ponset, so that's really nice.
Clark County, anything over there giving up fish?
Yeah, Clark County remains pretty busy. Both dry lakes have still been pretty decent. Shore fishing on dry one during the middle of the day has still been all right. Indian Springs has been a little bit busier lately, starting to see about 10 or 15 boats a day out on Indian Springs. And the size structure of walleye in there is kind of all over the board. You catch anything from under 10-inch walleye to all the way up to 25-inch walleye. But another pretty good active lake there in Indian Springs.
And as far as Coddington, are boats still getting into Goose Lake? And have you had seen any boats in Dry Lake by Florence?
Not much going on up by Florence. We're seeing a few boats there, but fishing's been pretty tough. Goose Lake still have boats in there every day. We did get started this week on the boat ramp. So that's finally progressing a little bit. So if you drive by Goose Lake, you should be able to see some progress at the boat ramp there, and hopefully that'll continue to move along. But fishing on Goose has still been pretty good. Late evenings seem to be the best due to that clear water still.
Kempeska giving up fish. It's kind of tough, a lot of smaller walleyes, but much fishing pressure.
Yeah, we've actually seen some smallmouth bass fishermen around there. The smallmouth fishing has been pretty good, kind of concentrated on the rock piles and some of those rocky shorelines in the residential areas. But, yeah, mostly smallmouth fishermen. Walleye fishing has been tough. They've been trying to pull bottom bouncers and plugs in the deeper part of the lake, but just not having a whole lot of luck.
Well, Bryce McVicker out of the Watertown Office of Game, Fish, and Parks, thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.